Welcome back to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Preparing this series on Alzheimer's disease has been an extraordinary experience for me. To read, hear about, and personally witness the strength and resilience of individuals in the face of the gradual breakdown of their mental faculties has been a great privilege. One woman who experiences this privilege daily in her work is Dr. Elizabeth McKinlay, who heads up the Centre for Ageing and Pastoral Studies in Canberra. As part of her research, Liz regularly interviews dementia patients about their lives, with special emphasis on their spiritual journey. Liz, how can other people understand the particular and difficult path of the dementia sufferer?
One of the most important things of walking this journey with people who have dementia is being open to them and treating them as people who are valuable, who are made in the image of God, who have a sense of worth, even if it might be difficult for them to communicate that out to us sometimes. We tend to be so busy that we don't have time to stop and listen with a person who has dementia, who might be finding it hard just to find the words. And I do a lot of in-depth interviewing with people who have dementia, and I take my tape recorder down and I will sit with the person and just allow them to talk about where they find meaning in life, where God is in their life, if indeed they have an image of God in their lives, or whether they don't. And if they don't, where do they find meaning? But sometimes when we start talking, when I say, I want to share some of your life story, and they'll say, but I'm just an ordinary person. I don't have anything to tell. And it takes a little bit of affirmation from me for them to start to share the things of their life. And it's always something special. And it is a privilege to be there to share that. And for the person with dementia, for someone to actually listen to them is sometimes quite unusual.
Mm. Many carers understand the frustrations of their loved one. Patience is imperative. In her book, Just the Ten of Us, Margaret Rowan Kelly wrote about sitting beside her mother as Alzheimer's gradually robbed her of her intellect, but not her inward beauty. Margaret, how did you find confronting that word Alzheimer's with your mother?
It was a gradual confronting, because Alzheimer's doesn't just develop, as you know, overnight. But it was a 10-year saga, really, from the time we first accepted that those things that my mother was doing were not normal. Finding her handbag in the fridge, not being able to manage the stove anymore, not being able to understand money, clutching the handbag for security, all those little signs that just became self-evident after a period. We kept her home as long as it was possible, but in the end, my mother went into a nursing home, and I was very blessed to be living in the city at that time and living not far from that nursing home, so I was able to be a very regular visitor, along with my brother. And two sisters didn't live in that same state, so they were less regular, of course. I can only describe it as a terribly sad experience, that 6 years of being in the nursing home, but also a most extraordinary life experience for me. I learned so much about what it was to grow old through exposure not just to my mother, but to others in the nursing home. I learned a great patience that I didn't have. I learned that my mother could hear long before she could communicate with speech. Her speech became very jumbled, jargonish. No one else could understand her, but because I spent so many hours just alongside her, it's a strange thing to say, I know, and I don't want it misunderstood, but I began to understand something of her language, because language isn't just about the words we use. And I began to understand what she was trying to communicate, and it was a very rich time. It was a very beautiful time with my mother. My mother was a very, very beautiful, intelligent, wonderful businesswoman. It was heartbreaking to see this stuff happening to her. But again, it's one of those things where you just you have to grow into an acceptance of it. This is the way it is. I wish it was different. I wish she'd died while she slept. I wish she hadn't gone through this trauma. But she did. And so did we. So I can only say that it was a huge learning experience. There was a lot of grief in it. When I hit the bottom, I used to ring my sisters and brother. We'd weep together. We did a lot of laughing, which was the healthiest thing we could do because of some of her responses. They were absolutely hysterical. And that laughter and those tears and the support we gave it to one another, that brought us very close too, which is exactly what she would have wanted. We were all there at her death. That was a very moving experience. And I was particularly privileged because I was called by the nuns in to be with her the night before she died. And so I actually had the blessed experience of just getting into bed with her and holding her all night. And I've always felt very privileged through that. So I feel for those people who are caring for Alzheimer patients, but just be there, explore the richness of it and just love.
One of the things you wrote about was that you felt that the disease stripped away the externals, but it revealed the person beneath.
I think that's what Alzheimer's does. People can respond at that time of their lives by revealing a great deal of anger that was buried, repressed rage. That didn't happen for us. As my mother dropped all of her defense mechanisms that we rely on in life, all the masks disappeared and was only really able to be a self. Her self revealed itself to be very beautiful, and for that I'm grateful.
Mm. You probably weren't surprised.
No, of course not, because she lived a life of loveliness.
Mm. Margaret Rowan Kelly, thank you for your time.
A pleasure.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey, and if you'd like to know more about this program, you can check out our website, womenofhope.com.au. Women of Hope seeks to address issues that face Australian women in their daily lives that might cause pain or hardship or joy, or are just part of the tapestry of our lives. If you would like to speak to someone about issues in your life, please call us on 1300 76 99 64. That's 1300 76 99 64. We're entirely dependent on donations. As our population lives longer, health issues more commonly associated with the elderly are also on the rise. Today we've been talking about one of those diseases, Alzheimer's, a physical, not mental condition that eats away at the brain. At this stage there is no cure, and it causes extreme distress both for the sufferers and their loved ones. Lynette Moore is the Executive Director of Alzheimer's Australia in Victoria. Lynette, what practical support is available for the Alzheimer's sufferer and their families?
Emotional support, such as Alzheimer's Australia, can give them through our counselling and support groups. Also, respite care, where the families who are caring for somebody can take a break, and that's good for the person with dementia and it's good for the carer as well. Other community services that can offer practical home help, like shopping and helping with the personal care of the person as their condition progresses. These are all really important things for the person to think about getting help with.
So it sounds like within this you do see elements and rays of hope within the diagnosis and within the treatment.
Absolutely, Penny. You know, we really do try to work with people to get to make the most of their situation, make an adjustment to a very changed future, and learn to accept help and to ask for help and to feel okay about asking for help.
Lynette, thank you so much for your time.
Penny, look, thank you, and I just really urge anybody concerned to call Alzheimer's Australia. We're in the phone book as Alzheimer's Australia or as the Dementia Helpline. We've got that 1-800 number, which I'll give out, and we've also got a very good website. The Dementia Helpline number is 1-800-639-331. That's 1-800-639-331. Or look us up as Alzheimer's Australia. Thanks, Penny. I hope people don't hesitate to call us. That's what we're here for.
And we'll put that 1-800 number on our website as well.
Terrific.
Lynette Moore has been our guest. Thank you. If you missed that number, go to our website, womenofhope.com.au. That's womenofhope.com.au for further details. Next week, we will hear the extraordinary story of one woman's personal battle with Alzheimer's. That's next week, here on Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. Please join us then.